Chuck Sweeney hit his deadlines for 35 years at his hometown newspaper, the Rockford Register-Star, as a political reporter, as an editor, and as a columnist. His final column touched on some of his favorite issues: trains, transportation, a proposed Peatone airport, and Rockford getting the shaft when it comes to state funding. Register-Star opinion editor Wally Haas says Sweeney filed his last column just a few hours before he died. The two had worked together since Sweeney started covering politics for the Register-Star in 1984.
You know, he could be a bit curmudgeonly, but he loved Rockford, and that would come through in his writing. You know, he'd poke at public officials and, you know, try to get them to do the right thing. And quite often he succeeded.
Humor, curmudgeon, institutional knowledge. Those are some of the words that keep cropping up in person and on social media as people remember Chuck Sweeney and what he meant to the city of Rockford. Mark Bonney knew Sweeney for decades as a fellow reporter in the Register-Star's newsroom, as friends, and most recently through Bonney's work in State Senator Steve Stottleman's office. Bonney says Sweeney was a tough reporter who cultivated that curmudgeonly personality.
But there was really underneath all of that, you know, was actually a guy who really loved Rockford and who really did have a heart.
One of Bonney's favorite memories is when Sweeney came up with a way to cheer up school board member Alice Sedargis, whose husband had died near Christmas. Sweeney decided she needed to be Christmas caroled. They recruited local politicians and media members. Chuck brought his keyboard, and they serenaded Sedargis.
It was really Chuck's idea. I helped him organize it, but it was Chuck's idea. And I don't think most people would think of Chuck in that way.
For a newspaper guy, Sweeney was a familiar face in the Rockford area. The city's local TV news stations frequently called on him as an election night analyst or to chime in on a hot local issue. When Rockford had live talk radio, he was a frequent guest and enjoyed shooting down negative callers by calling them cave people, citizens against virtually everything. He was an active Facebook provocateur, arguing about politics and local issues one minute, then turning around and sharing his family's British history and a favorite recipe for Cornish-style pasties. Sweeney was also an award-winning member of a regular panel of commentators on WNIJ. And then there was the music.
What he was like was brilliant for his ability to improvise. And improvise within pretty much any style you could imagine.
Ron Holm knew Sweeney all of his adult life. They played together in a band called Emery Christensen in the 1970s and 80s. Holm says he's never come across another piano player with the musical range and flexibility of Chuck Sweeney. He also credits Sweeney as the force behind a song that became a bit of a local legend. Sweeney suggested Holm write a song about a truck driver coming home to Rockford and enter it in a local Chamber of Commerce contest. It wound up on a compilation album called Make It in Rockford. Holm says his current band plays about 150 dates a year. That song is still one of the most requested. Holm says he'll miss Sweeney as a musician, but also as an independent thinker who challenged his readers to look at issues from different angles.
He had a lot more journalism in him than he had years to live.
Chuck Sweeney is survived by his wife, Shireen, and their two adult children. I'm Susan Stevens.